All around us, we see growing desire for spiritual direction the world over. The result of natural disasters, this yearning for spiritual guidance is a natural consequence of being divine children of a heavenly Father. It's understandable that when we face difficulty, we turn to our Creator for help. Our Heavenly Father knew that deteriorating world conditions would lead His children to seek His spiritual nourishment. The challenge is how to properly find it. We lived in the presence of God, our Heavenly Father, and His beloved Son, Jesus Christ, in a premortal existence. There we gained an understanding of Father's plan of salvation and the promise of help when we'd be born as mortals on earth. The primary purpose of life was explained. We were told, "We'll make an earth wherein these may dwell, and we will prove them herewith to see if they will do all things whatsoever the Lord their God shall command them." Those words express the most fundamental purpose of your being on earth. That purpose is to prove yourself obedient to the commandments of the Lord, and thereby grow in understanding, capacity, and every worthy trait. It is to receive every required ordinance and make and keep every needed covenant. It is to form and nourish a family. This experience includes having periods of trial and happiness with the objective of returning triumphantly, having met well the challenges and opportunities of life, to receive the glorious blessings promised for such obedience. So that the period of mortal testing and growth would yield its greatest benefit, you were taught and prepared for the circumstances you personally would encounter in mortality. Our Father's pattern for guiding you through mortal life was explained. He would choose from above among the most obedient spirit children, prophets, and other authorized servants who hold His priesthood, to be taught His truth and to be guided to disseminate that truth among His children on earth. God would give each child moral agency, the right to choose His child's counsel or to ignore it. All would be encouraged, but not forced, to obey. You understood that while you could choose your path on earth, you could not determine the outcome of your choices. That would be decided by eternal law. Should one live to qualify for all the richest promised blessings, but for reasons beyond his or her control, not be able to obtain them on earth, there would be a compensating opportunity in post-mortal life. Your memory of pre-mortal life would be kept from you to ensure that it'd be a valid test. But there would be guidance given to show you how to live. From before the creation of this earth, there was a rebellion against our Father's plan, instigated by a brilliant but evil spirit we know as Lucifer or Satan. He proposed a modification of the requirements. So convincing was his argument that one-third of Father's spirit children followed Satan and were cast out. They lost extraordinary opportunity to grow and the critical advantage of a mortal body. Our Holy Father, who knows each of His children, realized perfectly that many would be tempted over time and become worldly and reject the testimony and teachings of His prophets. Spiritual darkness would replace the light of truth in a condition called an apostasy. The period from the introduction of truth to its general loss through sin would be called a dispensation. Prophet after prophet would be chosen in a series of dispensations to keep truth on earth for the faithful, despite its distortion or rejection by many. You learn that the light of Christ would provide that guidance. It gives light and life to all things. It prompts all individuals throughout the earth to distinguish truth from error, right from wrong. The light of Christ is not a person. It is a power, an influence that comes from God our Father through His Son, Jesus Christ. When followed, it can lead a person to qualify for the more definitive guidance and inspiration of the Holy Ghost. You were told that transgression would weaken the influence of the Holy Ghost, but it could be restored through proper repentance. You rejoice to know that the obedient would receive, would get the ordinances they need, covenants made, and remain faithful, would inherit celestial glory and live in the presence of the Father and the Son throughout the eternities. How do we know these truths? How can you confirm their validity? You see around you great confusion regarding the nature of God, His teachings, and the purpose of God. How then does God, our Heavenly Father, guide His children on earth? How does He communicate truth and His will so that the faithful, obedient children can make the right choices and receive the blessings Father in Heaven wants them to have? I'll explain. From the foundation of this earth, God our Father has consistently followed His plan that I've just described. Adam labored to share our Father's plan with his children and descendants. Many believed and were blessed, but many chose to use their divine gift of agency to reject His teachings and His gospel. The disobedient rejected the truth, distorted the teachings and ordinances, and distanced themselves from God. In time, the light of truth was replaced by spiritual darkness, and the priesthood and the true church were lost among the people. Prophets such as Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Moses renewed the truth for their dispensation, but in time their efforts were rejected by most. In the meridian of time, Jesus Christ, the beloved Son of God, was born on earth. He restored the truth and ministered with love and compassion. He established His church again on earth with apostles and prophets through intense suffering. He fulfilled His Holy Father's divine commission to become our Savior and Redeemer. He allowed Himself to be crucified. He was resurrected and overcame physical death. His infinite atoning sacrifice is a supernal gift that allows the repentant to be forgiven of sins and to qualify for eternal life. But even so, the Son of God was rejected by all but a few. His apostles and church members were persecuted and many killed. The earth sank into a long and dreadful period of intense spiritual darkness. The scriptures record that throughout history, on occasions of exceptional importance, that God the Father's voice has been heard on earth. On repeated occasions, Jesus Christ has personally appeared to select individuals, yet there is only one supernal, singular instance of which we have knowledge, that God the Father Himself appeared in person. This was done with His precious Holy Son, Jesus Christ, to an audience of one. That one was Joseph Smith Jr., an extraordinary spirit prepared before the foundation of the earth. He would become the greatest prophet sent to earth. Our beloved Father came to this earth to clarify truth, to disperse the intense clouds of spiritual darkness, to establish His true identity, to restore a fullness of truth, and to provide the only way to obtain secure spiritual guidance. This momentous restoration began with the Father's simple phrase, "This is my beloved Son, hear Him." There followed a restoration of truth, priesthood, sacred ordinances, and the true church with the Father's plan of salvation and happiness. When that plan is lived, it will help you overcome every challenge in life. It will help you qualify through faith and obedience to have the divine spiritual guidance you need. That support will give you the strength to live as you know you ought to live, no matter how world conditions degrade. What occasion would be so stupendously important as to warrant this unprecedented visit of God the Father? It was to initiate the dispensation of the fullness of times foretold by prophets of the Old and New Testament. The time had come for the Father to gather all things in Christ, to commit all the keys of the kingdom and restore the knowledge communicated in past dispensations as he established the final dispensation of the gospel for this earth. Knowing that it would be difficult for many to believe such a glorious restoration did occur, the Savior provided a tangible witness to establish the truth of it, the Book of Mormon. The way to confirm the reality of the restoration is described in its pages. Also, he provided additional illuminating scripture needed for our time in the Doctrine and Covenants and the Pearl of Great Price through Joseph Smith. No wonder so much of Joseph Smith's ministry is focused on the Savior, his atonement, and doctrine. While this precious, vital message has been proclaimed across the world, Satan has been most effective in causing people to ignore it or to look in the wrong places for it. The vast majority of Father's children have not only forgotten their Father in heaven and the purpose of mortal life, but they rarely even think of him and ponder for what purpose they are here in mortality. They've been led to be absorbed by mundane things and distracted from the essential ones. Don't you make that mistake. As a servant of Jesus Christ, I testify that what I've described is true. It is not sufficient to have a vague understanding of truth, of the reality of the Father and His Son and His Savior. Each of us must come to know who they really are. You must feel how very much they love you. You must trust that as you consistently live the truth the best you can, they will help you realize the purpose of your earth life and strengthen you to qualify for the blessings promised. To be obedient to the commandments of God requires an understanding of them. It necessitates faith in them. That comprehension is best obtained through personal study of doctrine. That is one of the reasons that in July of this year, President Hinckley and his counselors invited all members to read the Book of Mormon by the end of the year. They promised those who read the Book of Mormon will be blessed with an added measure of the Spirit of the Lord, a greater resolve to obey his commandments, and a stronger testimony of the living reality of the Son of God. I have tested and proven that promise in my own life and confirmed its truth. If you have conscientiously obeyed that counsel, you know what I mean. If you have not yet begun, there's still time to have your time enriched, your life enriched by reading the pages of the Book of Mormon. Please do it. As an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, I solemnly testify that God our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ through Joseph Smith brought to pass the restoration I've described, that the resplendent light of truth and the Church of Jesus Christ is again on earth, that the true nature of God the Father and His Son has been again revealed, And the proper way to receive spiritual guidance has been clarified. I testify that God's plan of salvation has been made available to all who will honestly seek it, embrace it, live it for your peace and happiness. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.